much. Everything we do now is either minimum as a legal, very dry,
certified. Right. So is it a paid certified? Because
no, it's legal only.
So what does that mean then?
It basically, so we've done all background checks, and there are independent background checks done on forestation and everything else to make sure they're not deforesting at an unnatural rate, they're replacing and everything else. Sort of like what you would do with COC, but they don't do the official paperwork and everything else.
So you've still got a chain of custody for it?
Kind of, yeah. But it's something that's really, the paper's not really worth much to what it's written on, really. Right. Other than the fact that, yes, it has come from that farmer, in that sector, that tree, it's gone to that mill, etc. So it has some traceability, but it's just not, it's just verified that it's a legal source.
Yeah.
Really, and that's really all it is.
No, because everyone jumps on you straight away now, don't they?
Pressure is very much on the Brazilians to become more certified, and they have done as a whole. There's just certain little pockets around near Belém, Batu, and all around there. It's one area where they are starting to go that route, but they haven't, and Sotsdor, that's where most of the EP comes from.
Right.
And Teletuba, for that matter, but we don't really do Teletuba anymore.
No, you've stopped that, haven't you?
With availability, whereas EPA's not bad.
Yeah.
It's just trying to get a good source. Because the problem is, it's not only, we've got certification here, show us it or whatever else. You could say, oh, brilliant, yeah, great.
Yeah.
But you don't have to check into it. And that's when you think, oh, hang on, there's something not right here. You're saying you've got this, but it's your sister company that actually has a COC, so therefore, unless they sell it to us, that's not valid. And they don't understand it. They go, but no, that's not. Got it.
And so, I mean, at the moment,
it could be classed as legal, but it can't be classed as certified. So, we have to, well, all timber firms now, as part of the EUTR, say that we must do full background checks anyway. But we do just because of us being such a big global company, Saint-Gobain. We have to do it because Saint-Gobain, they got fined a couple of years back, a massive one.
Right.
And it was over a small irregularity with a check. They ignored it, and they come back a bit more plump. And it was a couple of million euros.
Right.
I know it was a fair amount.
In this country?
No, it's France.
No, okay.
But basically Saint-Gobain said, right, we're not going to get that again. It's about 8 million euros or something.
Right.
Like, which is a fair amount.
Yeah.
And I think that the order that it was attached to was something like about 100,000 euros. So
it was your profit gone, wasn't it?
To say the least, yeah.